Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So, what is your panic meter on electrification in New York State? Good morning. I'm Tim Wenger here for David Bellavia. And the panic meter, you might be familiar if you follow Howard Simon, who was in our building earlier today. Howard does a show weekly on Channel 7 about the Buffalo Bills. And each week they do, what's your panic meter about the Buffalo Bills? And it's always interesting to get the panel, you know, weighing in on what, you know, oh, my God, I'm panicking. It's 8. You know, the Bills are a mess, or my panic meter is 3. And I was driving this morning thinking, how can we best characterize this whole situation with the chaos that's going on surrounding electrification in New York State, which every time, by the way, I seem to turn on WBEN and listen as I'm working here in the building or elsewhere, somehow, some way, things get steered in this direction. And I've worked with this place for an awful long time, and I don't remember an issue that really has done this. It is truly remarkable. We're up against some deadlines, and those deadlines are freaking some people out. And I think if we start asking people on the phone lines what your panic meter is, we're going to get some fives and over. You know, the panic meter of 1 to 10. So you know, feel free to do that throughout the morning as we go here. I'll be here till 11 o'clock, and we've got some really interesting guests, some you know, some you may not, to weigh in on this situation. But, you know, really, in essence, starting in January, unless something last minute were to change, in January, buildings up to 7 floors or new buildings are going to have to shift to non-fossil fuel, be electrification, as far as their heating and appliances are concerned. And then in 2030, it's over 7 stories. And then there's a little bit of a shady area about what happens with all of us, like me, with a gas-fired boiler in my house, a gas-fired HVAC system, a fossil fuel generator, what we will be required to do, potentially, starting in 2030. And nobody knows this mess better than Dominic Cortese. And Dominic is with us live now on WBEN. Dominic, there's nothing you'd rather do. There's nothing you'd rather do than take one more hour out of your life and talk about electrification in New York State, right?
Well, you know, Tim, I think it's important that we get the word out. But it's frustrating because there's very little we can do at this point. So we have to sit idly by and watch this implode right before our eyes, because that's what's going to happen. Here's what we know. Here's what we know right now. 2026, January 1, a new house being built. The building permit issued for a new house.
Dominic's dropping out there. We've got his connection here dropping, so we'll get him back as soon as we can. What he was about to say, I think, is in 2026, starting in January, it is buildings up to 7 stories. And then, as I had mentioned, Dominic, I think you're back with us.
Yeah,
you were going to start there, right, with the
yeah. So So new homes as of January 1 have to be 100% electric. And the ironies abound, Tim. The first irony is the grid's capacity to add more to it is limited already.
Right.
And now we're going to be adding, which will probably end up being 400 amp electrical services to be able to sustain the operation of a 100% electric house. A 400 amp electrical service will have an increased draw on the grid, an increased requirement for that home. There's already builders that are finding that they're not being able to go ahead with applications for 400 amp services because the grid is incapable. So what happens then? Nobody has the answer to that. Another thing that's ironic, a home being built on a street that's already developed, that street that's already developed has infrastructure in place. It has water, it has sewer, and it has gas. Well, guess what? As of January 1, the house being built, permitted for January 1 or later, cannot tap into that gas. Another true irony. So that is another thing we have to live with. The third thing that comes to mind as far as ironies go is that if I was to ask you what is the number one source of how electricity is generated, would you know the answer to that?
I'm going to guess natural gas.
You are right on the money. Hydropower is close to the top, but nowhere near. It's about half of what natural gas does in the production. Fossil fuels topping that list. Renewables, guess where they are? At the bottom of the list.
Right.
The dependability and the reliability of solar and wind are not there yet. Maybe they'll get there someday. And that's really the issue here, Tim, is that we're living in an environment that is not possible right now. The plan that's in place that's taking effect January 1 is not possible to implement. And yet there's no movement away from that happening January 1.
Okay, so me on your phone this morning, I'm like part of the problem because here I'm texting you. I'm all concerned about deadlines, 2026, 2030. And really, those are concerning, right, for obvious reasons. But the big issue, what you're saying, and I've heard you say it before, but it's sinking in the way you're being very emphatic here, is that regardless of what the deadlines are, starting in January, the electrical grid in New York State is going to be tapped to a point where there's grave concern.
Exactly. And the Public Service Commission in 2023 voted to tap the utilities to tax us to the tune of $4.4 billion so as to expand the grid. In 2023, they voted then. That was September of 23. So far, I haven't seen anything dramatic occur in that direction. And again, this first threshold, this first deadline is imminent. So imagine being a new home builder right now. They're certainly sitting beside themselves in worry as to what's going to happen. Not to mention the fact that what is going to happen to the new home industry? It's going to erode because who wants to pay more for an inadequate home? Because that's really where we're headed here. We're going to pay more for less. We're going to pay more for an increased power service, the 400 amp service. We're going to pay more for two power plants to run the house to heat it because of a home of substance in terms of square footage are going to require two heat pumps, an electric hot water heater. Oh, and by the way, the heat pump won't work well below 30 degrees Fahrenheit. So right. You know what you have to do now? You have to add a supplemental electrical heat to keep that home comfortable. So we are digressing in terms of comfort and in terms of security. And top that list, Tim, with the fact that if the power goes out in an electric home, guess what? No backup, no generator. There's no way to keep yourself warm and comfortable in your brand new house.
I am.
Now, how is this forward thinking?
Yeah. I am forecasting it will not get below 30 degrees this winter in Buffalo, though. So I think we're good.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be good.
Okay.
It's 9:16 at WBEN. I'm Tim Wenger here for David Bellavia. He's just out for a day. He'll be back on Monday. Some concern on the text board. Where's David? I get it. I miss him, too. I don't want to be here. But here I am, and I'm talking about an issue that's super interesting with Dominic Cortese on WBEN. I've got a ton of questions, so do you on the board, but we'll take some calls, too, for Dominic at 716-803-0930, 716-803-0930, and you can talk to Jimmy and get set up, and we'll get you on the air with Dominic. You know, Dominic, someone on the board here saying, you know, what about in the emergency? We all worry about these things, especially here at WBEN, because there we were, you know, taking phone call after phone call during the blizzard and during every other lake effect storm when power goes out, when the winds hit.
Right.
You know, what about those emergencies when there's power outages and you need gas run generators? They're not affected, right? Those natural gas generators that are sitting on the side of a house in Clarence and Orchard Park and Buffalo and Blaisdell, right now they're not affected by any of this, right?
Well, thankfully, our existing homes and anything in an existing home is not affected at this threshold date of January 1. There is, however, another threshold that's looming, and it's really unclear as to the implementation of that next more dramatic threshold, which is that every home, when they update or replace, that they will not be able to replace with gas. So we are unsure as to the details of that because it's, you know, 4 years down the road. But it is in the timeline that I have found everywhere published on this topic, especially as it comes out of NYSERDA, that by 2030, the state wants to have 70% of electricity generated by renewables.
Wow.
Let me say that again. 70% of electricity generated by 2030 must be from renewables.
And right now, it's like sub 30 now, right? Under 30?
It's like 10.
Oh, okay.
10%. Yeah, it's ridiculously slow. So, you know, we're talking 4 years away and an enormous jump to 70%. I don't know. I mean, I would love to see that happen, but I'm trying to walk on solid ground here in the real world. And, you know, I want our listeners to be safe and happy in their homes. And right now, that's not going to happen.
Okay, couple things. You said earlier, you know, I've noticed this in the, you know, where I live out in Orchard Park, and, you know, it's a very established neighborhood, but there's, you know, a lot here and there, right? Someone owned a lot and a half or two lots, and there's been some empty property. And I've noticed recently that those lots are going, and a house went up real quick. I suspect...
Yeah.
You know, and obviously there's natural gas in the neighborhood because that's what I think just about every home is connected to. I'm betting, I don't know, but I'm betting that that's why they did that, right? Did you get that?
More than likely. And you know what? I have a really big concern for that person that might be buying that land. So the one-off pieces of property here or there scattered about, especially more in a rural setting, I would encourage that person, if they're building in 26, to make sure they talk to the power company about building on that property, assuming that the grid is going to be able to sustain the operation of that house. And again, this is happening now with builders that are applying for 400 amp services in developed areas. So in a rural setting especially, or in a large piece of property that you're going to build a house on in 26, you're going to want to make sure that the grid can support you.
Okay, here's my other question. You know, nearby me, there is a new neighborhood, a brand new neighborhood going in. There's a lot of homes that are already done, but there's a bunch of lots that remain for sale. There's natural gas going down that street. I know it. I run through there and I see the, you know, the natural gas poles, you know, marking where the lines are. So natural gas is in there. Even after 2026, if you're building a home in that neighborhood, you can still hook up to the natural gas, right? Because you're not, unless you're building an 8-story home, you know,
incorrect,
which I don't think you can't do that.
Okay. Incorrect.
Okay, go ahead.
Unfortunately, no. The answer is that you cannot tap that gas line after 26.
Wow.
So now the builders are fighting on that. They would love for there to be at least some consideration on grandfathering existing streets that have gas coming down them already. But as of right now, us talking on this late day in October, this has not yet happened.
So, okay. So I just made the assumption based on what I've been reading that, you know, unless you're building an 8-story house, which you can't do in Orchard Park anyways, but that you would be able to tap into it. So you're saying that if you're building a two-story home, you know, typical Orchard Park home on a street, and you do it in 2026, you can't double in or tap into the natural gas.
As of right now, that is exactly correct.
Wow.
You cannot tie into that gas line, even though it exists right in front of your house.
Yeah, that's why I think there's definitely a push to get some of these buildings going, you know, because...
Well, yeah, and again, the builders are trying to get that piece of this grandfather so that they can at least finish a street and have all the homes be uniform, that all the homes on this street are all powered by natural gas. Because that would certainly ensure the value of one home next door to the other, one being electric and one being gas. Frankly, Tim, nobody is going to want to buy an all-electric house.
No.
And, the cost of operations are ridiculous. I remember in the 70s when there was a gas moratorium. And during that time, it was more of an issue of supply chain issues that caused the moratorium. That's now been fixed. There's been legislation, federal legislation, to fix that. But back then, there were issues of supply. And so, therefore, National Fuel put in a moratorium. New homes could not tap in. So guess what? Homes were being built with electric heat. Well, I can tell you, Tim, out of all the renovations we do in Western New York, every time we went into a home that had electric heat, we were taking it out as part of the renovations because of the evaporation. Now, the only good news is those people had large electrical services in place, so we could do the renovations and tap into their oversized electrical systems. But the cost of operating the electric heat was prohibitive, and that's the direction we're going in now.
Yeah, you know, I'm a big redundancy guy. But I'm learning here that really the redundancy that I build into our home is all based on natural gas for the heating.
That's right.
For the heating side of things. Right. You know, we had an existing boiler, and we like it. We like the floor heat and the baseboard heat and all that. But when we wanted to put air conditioning in, I think we had talked to you way back when. At that time, we put in, you know, an air handling system, which is a furnace, and we use it for cooling. But it's great. It's a backup. The boiler blows up. I've got a backup. Well, I don't have a backup if I don't have natural gas. And then outside, you've got the generator. It's all, oh my goodness. It's just a mess.
On that point, Tim, it's imperative that everyone listening to us that has the capacity and the ability to afford a generator, that they invest in one soon. Because this will be an important dynamic to create this redundancy that you refer to, so that we can at least have 4 years now where we don't have to worry about this.
Right.
After that, I can't make any promises.
Yeah. And we're going to have TJ on from TRS coming up at 11:30. We're going to talk about, I'm sure generators will come up into the conversation. So we'll get deeper into that a little bit later on in the show. We'll get to some phone calls here, and then we'll have to go to a break, and we'll continue the conversation with Dominic Cortez. You can call in at 716-803-0930 and get your questions answered and your comments made. And let me know what your panic meter is, by the way. We can have some fun with that. We're going to start things with Sam in Amherst. And Sam, you're on WBEN.
So we'll get deeper into that.
All right, Sam, you got to turn your radio down. The old rule of calling into a talk radio program, turn the radio down and we can get you on the air. So you there, Sam?
Ortiz, you can call in at 7.
All right, we're going to go back to Sam when we can. I'm going to put him on hold. I think I did that. And then, Jimmy, you can talk to him. But Dominic, you know, the generator system that you're talking about, you know, that, like you said, is only good for 4 years, right? I mean, unless something changes.
I'm saying the next threshold, 2030, You know, again, if that generator breaks down after January 1 of 2030, theoretically right now, you won't be able to replace it. Just like if your furnace breaks down after January 1, 2030. But then again, as I said already, that's far enough down the road that we don't have to worry about it yet. But it is looming, as I said. That's the next threshold, 2030, 70% electricity has to be generated by renewables. So I don't know if that date might get pushed back. It certainly would make sense. By the way, on this 2026 threshold, the January 1, the only thing we can do as citizens of this state is to get in front of the governor and say, stop this and stop this now. I've encouraged my listeners to call her office. I understand they turned her phone off as a result of that.
Well, so you know what? Coming up after the break, let's give the number out anyways. We'll fill the system up. And also, Dominic, put your thinking cap on. I don't know how long you're going to have to think about this, but I want your panic meter 0 to 10, okay? When we come back from the break, yeah. Dominic Cortese is with us. Electrification, what's your panic meter? And we're getting your questions answered. I'm Tim Wenger for David Bellavia. It is 927 at WBEN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So the big reveal right now of Tim's panic meter. I know you've been waiting. You've been waiting, waiting, waiting. I'm at a 5, Dominic. I'm right in the middle at a 5 because I just in New York State, sometimes things all change and collapse and you never know what's going to happen. What's your panic meter on electrification in New York State?
Well, in that I feel as though I'm in the know, good or bad, because of all the knowledge that's in my head, it's 11 for that person building a new house. Now, ironically, if you were to stop a man on the street and ask them, what's your concern about electrification? You're going to get the deer in the headlights look and the comment, what are you talking about? Because the average citizen is completely unaware of the realities that are imminent. Especially if you have no
connection to anyone, nor are you thinking of building a new house. It's really not going to touch you in any way, except we're all paying for more electricity utility because of this. So it is affecting all of us right now, but more so that person that's building a new house.
All right. You pushed me to a seven. You pushed me up to a seven. It's moving.
Okay.
The meter is banging to the right. And now I'm at a seven. I'm not surprised you're at an 11. And, you know, I think justified based on a lot of the things that you're saying, and you are in the know. You don't need to defend that. You are in the know. I mean, that's why you're here. And that's why every time Dominic tries to talk about gutters and doors and windows and home improvement on Saturday from 10 to noon, the conversation shifts to this because he's the guy that is in the know.
On that point, Tim, I tried to steer away, to get that listener who's definitely needs help with the regular stuff that we usually cover on our show. And it always, as you say, drifts back. And I guess that's what people want to talk about now. So, we have to embrace that.
Yeah, indeed. And I know you've encouraged people to call the governor's office. We'll give the number out in a sec. But I was looking at the text board. Someone actually said that they challenged Governor Hochul to come stay at their house when the temperature is below 7 or below 20.
So there you go.
That's pretty interesting. Bill is in Batavia. Bill is on WBEN. And Bill, you have a panic meter registration. What is it?
Yeah, I'd say it's about 8 right now, because I'm not joking about this. This situation could literally kill me. I'm not going to be able to afford to live in electric land, and I don't want to freeze to death during the winter, and I don't want to die of a heat stroke in the summer. So I'm going to have to run, and I'm getting a little too old to want to run, but I think that's what's going to end up happening. I've been here all my life. I have a family farm here. I don't want to give it all up because of some lunatic who happened to get control of power. So that's my panic. And I had a question for you guys, if either of you know. Is this going to affect people who live on a reservation?
I don't have the answer to that.
Really good question, though. Very good question. I hope the newsroom's listening, I know. So we'll
I hope they didn't hear it in Albany because they'll try to find a way to force me.
Are you on the reservation? Are you on a reservation?
No, but I know of folks that have rented. Actually, you lease land on the res, so you go take like a 100-year lease on a piece of land in the res, and you live your life there.
I also know they have very limited electricity, at least in the reservation that's near where I live here in Clarence. The Akron Reservation, the very limited electricity.
Right. Familiar with that area. And I actually do. I have, like family that own property, not own, lease property on the res for whatever purposes. They have no complaints, yeah. So how are they going to take care of the res? I don't know.
All right, Bill, I appreciate that very much. That's an interesting wrinkle there, Dominic. We're going to try to get some answers on that. It'll be an interesting story for
I will say this, on that point, Tim. Yep. As far as exemptions, buildings of public assembly. So I get the question a lot. Well, how come the stadium is exempt? Well, yeah, any building of public assembly is exempt. Any commercial development is exempt. And again, any building greater than 7 stories right now is exempt. That changes in 28. That restriction is more stringent, and then again in 2030.
Yeah, and for manufacturing too, is my understanding. And the whole interesting, slap in the face on that, in my opinion here, is that they realize that in critical mass that they can't do this with electricity, and why do you and I have to do it? So it's just Yeah, I know that you agree there. This is Jen in Eden on WBEN telling someone to go back to class. Jen, are you with us?
Sorry.
Are you? What are you, a teacher? Yeah, I hope you're not a teacher and you're out in the hall.
No. I am just calling because I am really concerned about the cost and feasibility of this whole situation. And I am wondering if we know of any groups out there that are trying to band together to, we all talk about calling the governor. I've called my state senator. I've called my assemblyman. But I really think as Western New Yorkers, we probably need to band together and get something going, because it's not just the electrification of homes. And I don't know if taxpayers are paying attention to what's happening to the electrification of school buses. So you're going to have these electrification of homes and 700 school districts in the state trying to electrify all of their buses. There's no way that the grid can handle all of this. So where is that going to leave us all?
So the New York State Builders Association tried in court to slow or stop this, and they were shot down by the New York State court system. The irony of that is that this approach was successful in California. The restaurant lobby got together in California, and they stopped it or slowed it in California. Of all places, you'd think it would be quite the opposite. But we the Builder Association was very, very vocal, and they still are, they were shot down. So that's why the imminent date of January 1 is so far happening.
Jen, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. And, so there's one organization. Dominic has a big mouthpiece, not a big mouth, but a big mouthpiece, being on WBEN and also a leader, obviously, in the home improvement and construction industry. So, I'd liken him to a large organization that is working on this. But I don't know, man. Sometimes it just seems like it's a long way between here and Albany and just stuff. A lot of stuff flies out in the window on the way up there.
On that point, we really are two different societies. I don't know whether the downstate people realize, that we here have different weather. And, so even as far as Albany, 5 hours on the thruway, the weather's different. We have more wind, we have more cold, we have more snow. I know they have severe weather everywhere in the country, but I think maybe that's a part of the piece that's being ignored. The other thing that's another irony, I've been listing all the ironies that come to me. Another one is Governor Hochul has professed that she wants 10,000 new homes built in some time period. I don't remember the time period. And this runs right in the face of that, Tim, because no one's going to want to build a more expensive and more inoperable home. And yet she wants more homes built. She said we need more houses in New York State. So this is a step away from that productive move.
Yeah, and that impact of New York City can, we've seen it for my entire lifetime and yours as well. But, you don't have to go that far away from New York City where this becomes a serious issue. But in New York, sure, we can heat an apartment. We can heat, things with electricity to some degree. But, man, you get into the mountains just outside in the southern tier, or God forbid, you head up into the Adirondack region and then certainly up where we are. It really just is not a real feasible way. And, as you pointed out, the grid is not ready. Dan is in Hamburg. Dan, you're on WBEN with Dominic Ortiz.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call. With the governor's race next year, I was wondering if a Republican governor gets in office, can they rescind any of this or all of it?
Yes, yes. Elise Stefanik is 100% against this. We're actually trying to set up an interview with her to get her point of view on this. Which brings up another irony, Tim, and you and I have spoken about this. If they're so adamant about the advantages and attributes of electrification and the green movement, how come nobody in the majority will come to speak with us on WBEN?
Oh, I know. It drives me crazy. And this should not be it, because it is not. This is not a left-right thing. This is
exactly.
Like right down the middle of America,
exactly.
Right down the middle of New York, America.
Exactly.
And yeah, this should not be a left or right. And, Dan, thank you for the call. And to your point, sure, a Republican governor can rescind this, but so can a Democratic governor. So can
right.
A Democratic-controlled legislature. This does not need to be a Republican or a Democratic issue. And it really, at the end of the day, it isn't. Physically, it's not, but unfortunately, in the society in which we live, it is.
I don't understand that because you're right. I don't know why it became a political football, but it's a huge one. Nick Langworthy, Republican congressman, he gets a shocked look from even Democratic congressmen in other parts of the country when he talks about what he's proposing at the federal level, which is an Energy Choice Act. Of course, with the government being shut down, that's kind of stalled. And we were hopeful that at least we have some interference at the federal level. If he could build bipartisan support in the House and then to the Senate and then to the president's desk, you know, we could possibly see federal legislation that would help slow this down. But that's obviously not happening right now.
948 at WBEN. Tim Wenger here for David Bellavia. Dominic Cortez is the man on the line here, and he is informing us and piquing our interest in increasing Tim's panic meter by the minute on the electrification issue. You know, Dominic, I remember growing up, and in our house, we had this addition off the back of our kitchen. And when they put, you know, it's a gas furnace in the house. And when they put the addition on, they put electric baseboard heat in this, you know, eating area, if you will, off of our kitchen. I can still remember my late father telling us, don't turn the electric heat on. It costs too much money. It's not efficient. It goes out the window. And
absolutely.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. Here we are. Here we are. Yep. My father would not be pleased. This is Mike in Lewiston. Mike, you're on WBEN with Dominic Cortez.
First thing I want to do is thank both of you, WBEN and Dominic, and you, Tim, and the gang, for keeping this issue on the front burner, because you know where my panic meter is. It's closer to 10, and it's closer to 10. You know what, Dominic? You hit on a couple of the points I wanted to bring up. Number one, the housing thing. How could a governor say we need more housing and then throw this at you? And also, I know a little bit about economic development, and I've heard from a number of developers that say their projects just will not pencil out. If this is going to happen. A couple of quick points, and then I was going to talk about the Energy Choice Act, too, because that could be something that at least is a stopgap for us until at least Stefanik gets in, knock on wood, hopefully. But just a couple of points. I read an article in the Albany Times Union. I think it was sometime in August, and it said an increasingly strained grid will require a 255% increase in transmission infrastructure between New York and New England. That was a quote coming out of the U.S. Department of Energy. And then finally, and then I'll hang up and listen to what you guys have to say, we talk about the winter demand in our area, and this is coming from NYISO, the New York Independent System Operator. They have said that increased winter demand from this electrification could imperil reliability by 2030. That's why my panic meter is closer to 10. Those are the points I wanted to make. And again, just thank WBEN for staying on top of this issue.
Well, we thank Dominic for helping us in that regard, too. And we're not going anywhere, right, Tom?
Exactly. You know, on the points that the caller made, Tim, remember the cell line, natural gas, your best energy value. What happened to that idea that natural gas was a reasonable and efficient method to heat? When did natural gas become the enemy? I don't have an answer to that. It's a fossil fuel, but it has to be. It happens to be a clean burning fossil fuel, and with efficiencies in new furnaces, we're getting 95% efficiency. Mostly, just air vapor comes out as an exhaust from a natural gas furnace. 95%. That is amazing. And yet, you know, National Fuel is raising their rates to a whopping average of $135 a month. My electric bill in July was $700. So where are we heading here as far as cost? And if the governor wants to stop people from leaving our state, then this is not a productive way to do that.
Yeah, you know, and it wasn't that far or that long ago, I guess what I meant to say. It was not that long ago where I'm sitting in my car behind a bus that was celebrating the clean and efficient energy that was powering it, and that's natural gas.
You know that there's a natural gas filling station?
Yeah, I've heard you say this.
The Triad Distributing Company, God bless them for embracing the technology then, but they're vehicles are natural gas, and I believe they still operate them. The filling station's still there. It's probably the only one I've ever seen anywhere. And you're right. Buses were powered with natural gas. Now we're looking at electric buses. An earlier caller mentioned that. How
can you picture a whole school district's worth of buses coming back to the garage and all plugging in at the same time and wondering what impact that's going to have on the grid?
Yeah, interesting indeed. Sam is in Amherst. Sam, good morning. You're on WBEN.
Hi, guys. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you again for this education of the electrification. I'll make this brief. I've called multiple times, Dominic. I'm the guy who's the passionate one from Amherst. And
yes.
It's like pounding your head up against a wall. And the sad part about it is I've spoken to politicians, their offices, and I've made my strategy plain that, you know, we've got to come up with an ad campaign. And I'm getting the feeling that it's just not, there's no appetite for that because it's so costly. But here's the thing. The other side of it is so costly, if this ever goes through, that we'll be really in trouble. And the only way that this gets reversed, in my opinion, if we have a prayer in heaven, is that somehow the downstate voters that are Democrat, not the Republican, because, again, you're preaching to the choir, they get wrangled up about this, and they get their knickers in a twist. And there's only one way to do that. They have to find out what you guys are talking about so eloquently today is just that has to be stated somehow downstate. And they have to be the ones to contact their Democrat politicians to put the pressure on Kathy Hochul. Because
the only problem with what you're saying is the time has run out. We are literally at the wall, and the only person who can stop this is Western New Yorker, governor of our state, Kathy Hochul. That's the only person that can stop this.
Yeah. Well, good luck with that. I really don't see anything like that happening because she's so fossilized with this. She's going to go through with it because she plays to the downstate, and that's what it is.
Yes.
That's what
God
it is.
God forbid they're going to have blood on their hands if after January 1 a brand new house is built and it's 100% electric, we have a major blizzard again. And people die in their brand new house,
Sam,
because the electricity went out.
Sam, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Dominic, we're going to let you go and do your thing, right? You have another thing that you do, work.
Yeah, I
right?
do. It's called work. I want to give the governor's number.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Yeah,
518-474-8390. 518-474-8390. Give Kathy a call. Tell her Dominic said hello. If you can get through, because I understand they shut the line down. But it's the only thing we can do is call the governor. Tomorrow, by the way, Tim, National Fuel is on the air, on the show. We'll be talking about this from their perspective. And interesting enough, they bought another gas distribution system. So they're thinking outside of New York State now.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know I'll be listening. I never miss it. And that's a great angle tomorrow. I appreciate the time, Dominic. Thank you so much. All right. And you're still at an 11, right? 11?
10 to noon tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Okay. He didn't get it. I meant his panic meter. I think he's at a 14.
Oh, 11. You're right. Now it's gone to 12.
All right. We're gonna talk about your gas fireplace next on WBEN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.